Okay, here is read number one. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. More than a dozen lawsuits involving the state of Wisconsin are on hold because of the Republican lame duck laws that are tying the hands of Attorney General Josh Call. After the election last November, Republican lawmakers passed a law requiring the new Attorney General, a Democrat, to get their permission before resolving lawsuits. Now, billions of dollars are on the table for Wisconsin taxpayers as the Republicans and the Attorney General continue to debate how best to resolve the issue. One of the lawsuits is against Purdue Pharma on behalf of Wisconsin taxpayers over allegedly deceptive marketing of the opioid drug OxyContin. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's Political Talk. Okay, here's read number two. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The city of Milwaukee issued a health alert yesterday, urging people to stop vaping immediately. Federal officials say there are more than 200 potential cases of lung disease linked to e-cigarettes in 22 states. In Wisconsin, there are 16 confirmed cases, with 15 other cases under investigation. Confirmed cases have been reported in 10 counties in the state, including Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, and Waukesha counties. And the Brewers beat the Cardinals yesterday 4-1. They are off today, then start a big three-game series with the Cubs tomorrow down in Chicago. Outside tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs in the mid-70s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number three. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Voters who want fair elections in Wisconsin will be happy to know that bills have been introduced in both the Senate and the Assembly that would establish a nonpartisan process for drawing new district maps after the 2020 census. The bills are modeled on the plan Iowa has been using for the past 35 years. In addition to the Democrats who support the bills, they also have four Republican co-sponsors. A Marquette poll in January showed that about 72% of Wisconsin voters wanted to ban gerrymandering. For more information, you can check out the website of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign at wisdc.org. Outside tonight, mostly clear with lows in the mid-50s, you're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number four. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. You may have noticed several new murals on Milwaukee-area buildings. One of them in the historic Third Ward depicts a seated woman wearing an apron and is called Unsung Hero. You can see it on the P.H. Dye House building at 320 East Buffalo Street. That painting was done by an artist who goes by the name of Case McClaim from Eastern Germany. His works can be seen in cities around the world, including New York, Frankfurt, and Paris. Another new Milwaukee mural shows internet sensation Grumpy Cat, who passed away in May as he enters the gates of heaven, still with the grumpy look on his face. That mural is on the Schuster's Metal Building near the corner of 30th and North and was painted by a mural team from Chicago called It's Mathematical. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN.